Very good morning to you on this blustery winter morning. I think the sun was just shining for the last few days just to tease us into this weekend of three cold fronts which are coming in succession. But this morning, you know what, it's a fantastic time of the year. One of my favorite family of plants is the Proteas, and everything is coming into flower slowly but surely. Pincushions are just bursting. Leucodendrons always look great, and obviously the Proteas. And with regards to that, we have some fantastic news. We all know that the Chelsea Flower Show, our South African stand did exceptionally well, getting three medals. And it has just been announced in the week that stand is going to be recreated here in the Cape, in Stanford, the town of Stanford, just outside Hermanus. They are going to recreate that entire show, and they're doing it as a community project, which is fantastic. I think they're going to start the build-up sort of mid-September, and I think that the gardens will be, it probably takes them around about 5 to 6 days to build up, and then thereafter it will be open to the public. And they've even put out a request for anybody that would like to go and assist with the build-up who is in that area to get involved. So watch social media as far as that's concerned. But with regards to Proteas, and I think as they start coming into flower and the plants are available in garden centers, you know, we look at planting them into the gardens and into containers, because really they make really good containerized plants. But I think one of the things that I always want to put out there when it comes to care and planting of all Protea species is that they need a little bit of TLC, especially going into their first year. Because these containerized plants are grown in commercial wholesale nurseries, they are grown to be big and luscious and full. And often what happens is that the plant becomes quite big in the container, and the root system lags a little bit behind, which means that there's a disproportional growth of the plant, which means you simply need to take care of it properly. So with the planting, the rule of thumb is always acidic soil. Use a soil mixture which has specifically been formulated if you're potting into a pot for Protea species. Alternatively, make sure that you use an acidic compost. Very, very important, because all of the Protea, or 99% of them at least, thrive in this acid soil that don't like alkaline at all. And then, of course, the most important thing is watering. We tend to think of these plants in nature as looking after themselves, which they do very well, but these are plants that have grown from seed and that have proportionally adjusted over a period of time to look after themselves. When you're planting a Protea out of a containerized plant into a pot or into the soil, you need to look after it for the first year like you would any other plant, until that root system has become nice and established, and then it will start taking care of it. And one of the biggest problems that you have with pincushions, and I'm asked this question often, is the flower drop. So the buds will form and they'll get to a point and they'll drop off, and that is normally caused by lack of water more than anything else. The plant simply just aborts the flowers, and it's because we're not giving it enough water. So even though it might be raining and even though it's winter, we must just remember that these plants need lots of TLC in the first year until they become properly established. And you wanted to ask me a question as I walked into the studio this morning.
Yes, I did.
You had your hand raised.
I did. My very good friend, Harla, and I, we were moaning and groaning about the price of olive oil. And seeing as olive oil comes from olives, I thought you might have
why
an answer.
Why has olive oil gone through the roof?
It you is know, ridiculous.
It's well, there we go. It's we must just remember that South Africa uses far more olives and olive oil than what we produce locally in South Africa. I'll be having a Mediterranean climate here in Cape Town. Olives do exceptionally well, but most of those olives go for table olives and are not used for oil. And part of the problem is it's supply and demand. And we've had in Europe over the last couple of years very, very dry spells, And basically, there's been, as they say, a lovely Afrikaans word, a misoos. So the harvests haven't been great, especially in Spain, which produces about 40% of olive production around the world, Spain and Italy together. They've had extremely hot summers. Now, you would think that an olive tree would be able to handle it, but they've had extreme heat and extreme drought. And this has caused a reduction in the production of olives, which has gone and fed through the pricing structure. And then obviously one must remember that there's a worldwide demand. It's not only in South Africa. And even in Australia, they've sat battling with the same problem where they've had continuous reduction in their production, also caused by some diseases which have attacked their trees. Although olives are very resilient, they still have a handful of pests which do affect them. But primarily, it's been climate change. And you would think that Mediterranean tough type plants like olive trees, if you've ever been to into places in Italy and Spain, and you see olive trees in production, which are 300 years old at this moment, they are amazing.
Wow.
They have long livity, but they can be affected by the climate. And I think if you're in the industry like I am, we know that climate change is a real thing because we can see it in plants. Mm. We can see how they've adapted. We can see how they're starting to grow in areas that they would have never grown in 20, 30, 40 years ago. And it's because that the climate is changing. Things are getting warmer and there's no two ways about it. And together with that, the weather patterns are slowly but surely changing.
Wow. Fascinating stuff. Moving with the times. I don't know what I'm going to cook with now because
there is nothing like olive oil. And of course, the first press, that virgin olive oil, is obviously the one that you need to go for.
Oh, yeah, I have to save up for that. Thank you, Mornay. FMR.